Hello, my name is Matthias Ruf from Stuttgart, Germany. Today I want to speak about numbers in the Bible, the basics of God in mathematics. I have a PowerPoint presentation on my blog, matthiasruf.blog, and I was able to preach about numbers in 2018 in Yafo, Israel. And now we will learn something about the Bible and what God has to say on numbers. All the time you are looking on a subject, it's very important to see where is it written the first time in the Bible. And now you can think yourself where you can find numbers in the beginning. You will know that in creation, numbers are seen first in Genesis chapter 1. I read verses 5, 8, and 13. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And so on, till the seventh day appears in chapter 2. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Now, in Hebrew, the days are not like we know: Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But they are called first day, second day, third, fourth, fifth, sixth day. And the seventh day, Yom Shiveh, is called Shabbat. You don't need to study Hebrew, but you should have heard that God is calling the days not like the Romans or Babylonians. He has another system, a 1 to 6 number system, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, and so on. And then the seventh day, the Shabbat Shalom. 7 is the number of completeness and perfection, and God's creation is counted and marked with the number 7. We can see that 7 great land masses form the complete earth, or that 7 great bodies of water form a complete ocean, and 7 colors make a perfect spectrum and can be seen in the rainbow. We also find 7 notes as a result in a perfect scale in music, which is not by chance. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1 verse 1. The first sentence in the Bible is made of 7 words in the original Hebrew language, with 4 times 7 letters, 28, which is also not by chance. A man, a doctor who came 100 years ago from Russia to the United States, Dr. Ivan Penin, he was thinking a lot about these mysteries, and I recommend to search for Dr. Ivan Penin. The last book of the Bible is marked 55 times with the number 7. So, Revelation mentions 7 churches, 7 letters to the churches, 7 golden candlesticks, 7 stars, 7 angels, 7 lamps of fire, 7 spirits of God, 7 seal judgments, 7 horns and 7 eyes on the lamp, seven trumpets, seven trumpet judgments, seven thunders, 7,000 men slain, seven heads and seven crowns on the great red dragon, seven heads on the leopard-like beast of the sea, seven last plagues, seven golden vials, seven bowl judgments, seven heads of blasphemy on the scarlet-colored beast, seven mountains, and seven kings. The lamp is mentioned 28, 4 times 7 in Revelation also. And 7 is the number of the Holy Spirit. In Revelation 4, verse 5, we read, "And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God." 7 is also be seen symbolically as the Holy Spirit in the 7 lamps of the golden candlestick, or let's say menorah. There is a prophetic scripture in the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 2. "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." You can see the 7-branched candlestick in the middle with this arm where everything is standing on. You can say this is the Spirit of the Lord. And then the other 6 arms go all 2 by 2 on the left and right side from the middle stand. And they are called wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, and knowledge and fear. And those pairs all go together, which is very inspiring. The menorah, 7-branched candlestick, is first mentioned of Moses. In Exodus 25, in the description of the tabernacle, with 7 special pieces of furniture: the Ark of the Covenant, the mercy seat with the 2 cherubim, the golden altar of incense, the table of showbread, the menorah, the brazen laver, the altar of burnt offering. We find the sacrifice of 7 lambs a lot of times in scripture. I recommend to use a program or the internet with Bible Surfer or anything like that and to type 7 lambs. You will be stunned how often 7 lambs are mentioned in the Old Testament. And I am sure that John knew this and that therefore he mentioned the lamb so often in Revelation. Noah was taking 7 clean animals in the ark. In films or books, we see most of the times the animals as male and female in one pair. But Genesis 7 verses 2 to 4 states, "Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by 2, the male and the female. Of fowls also of the air, sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth." And we read again and again of sevens, or the number 7 in Genesis 7 and 8, as you can study yourself. The sabbatical year and jubilee is mentioned in Leviticus 25 verses 1 to 4 and 8 to 9. And the Lord spoke unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. We have 7-year periods in the Old Testament, as mentioned with Jacob, Genesis 29, verse 18. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. In Genesis 41, Pharaoh gets a dream which was interpreted by Joseph. There were 7 fat cows and 7 skinny cows, 7 ears of grain full-bodied and 7 thin ears of grain, which stand for 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine, as you might know. The 7-year periods in the Old Testament can also be seen in 2 Samuel 24, verse 13, where David could choose of 7 years of famine. I read, So God came to David and told him, and said unto him, Shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land? Or wilt thou flee 3 months before thine enemies, while they pursue thee? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land? Now advise and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. And David chose 3 days of pestilence. In 2 Kings 8, verse 1, Then spake Elisha unto the woman, whose son he had restored to life, saying, Arise, and go thou and thine household, and sojourn wheresoever thou canst sojourn, for the Lord has called for a famine, and it shall also come upon the land 7 years. The reason why I use the old King James Version is there are no copyrights and it's very properly translated. 7 times used in the Old Testament can also be seen in Genesis 33, verse 3, where Jacob meets his brother Esau, and he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. In Leviticus 26, verse 18, we see, And if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. Verse 21, And if you walk contrary unto me, and will not hearken unto me, I will bring 7 times more plagues upon you according to your sins. And God is speaking in verse 24 and 28 of the punishment for the people of Israel, who were his beloved and chosen people, and were blessed so much if they listened to his word and his commandments, but also who were cursed all the more if they were disobedient. 7 times is also mentioned in the sprinkling of the priest. There are a lot of scriptures in the PowerPoint presentation. You can download free on matthiasruf.blog. I don't read all those, but Leviticus 8 verses 11, for example, and he sprinkled thereof upon the altar 7 times and anointed the altar and all his vessels, both the laver and his foot, to sanctify them. You may remember that something is completed, is finished with 7 or 7 times. This can be seen in the sprinkling of the high priest to cleanse and purify everything in the tabernacle or in the temple, or it can be seen in the compassing of Jericho, mentioned in Joshua 6, verses 4 and 5. And seven priests shall bear before the ark seven trumpets of ram's horns, and the seventh day you shall compass the city seven times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner seven times. Only on that day they compassed the city seven times. Seven times was commanded of Elijah and Elisha in 1 Kings 18 verse 43, and said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." And he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And he said, "Go again seven times." 2 Kings 4 verse 35, "Then he returned and walked into the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon him, and the child sneezed seven times, and the child opened his eyes." 2 Kings 5 verse 10, "And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in Jordan seven times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." 2 Kings 5 verse 14, "Then went he down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean." We find seven times mentioned in the book of Daniel, which is like the revelation of the Old Testament in my eyes. In Daniel 3 verse 19 we read, "Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his face was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded they should heat a furnace seven times more than it was wont to be heated." Daniel 4 verse 16, "Let his heart be changed for man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him." Daniel 4 verse 32, "And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will." We find seven times also in Psalms and Proverbs, like Psalm 12 verse 6, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times." Psalm 119 verse 164, "Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments." Proverbs 24 verse 16, "For a just man falleth seven times and raises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief." The number seven is also mentioned many times in the Gospels. So I read from the New Testament, Mark 8, verses 5 to 9. "And he asked them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, Seven. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the seven loaves, and gave thanks, and brake, and gave to his disciples to set before them, and they did set them before the people. And they had a few small fishes, and he blessed and commanded to set them also before them. So they did eat, and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left seven baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away." In Matthew 22, verses 25 to 30, the people come to Jesus, and they ask a difficult question. "Now there were with us seven brethren, and the first, when he had married a wife, deceased, and having no issue, left his wife unto his brother. Likewise the second also, and the third unto the seventh. And last of all the woman died also. Therefore in the resurrection, whose wife shall he be of the seven? For they all had her." Jesus answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God, for in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. Matthew 18 verses 21 to 22. Peter is coming and asking a question now. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus says unto him, I say no unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Genesis 4 verses 15 and 24. And the Lord said unto him, Therefore whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. Matthew 12 verse 45. Then goes he and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of the man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked. Mark 16 verse 9. Now, when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. The first day of the week is Sunday, the day after Sabbath, the seventh day. As we all know, on the eighth day, the week starts over and over again. And with the eighth note on a piano, the scale starts over again. There were eight people in the ark. God chose Noah's family to start a new beginning after the flood. There are several scriptures stating that eight souls or eight persons were saved, like Genesis 7 verse 13, 1 Peter 3 verse 20, or 2 Peter 2 verse 5. It's very interesting that eight is used as a symbol of baptismal fonts because of Noah and his family. In the PowerPoint presentations, you can see these baptismal fonts with pictures. Also, eight is a symbol of resurrection. On the eighth day, the day after the Sabbath, the seventh day, Jesus rose from the dead. John 20 verse 1. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. John 20 verse 26. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with him. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Excluding Jesus, eight people were resurrected in the Bible, which is also not by chance. The number eight can also be seen as a symbol of eternity when it is laid to its side. The resurrection of Christ made eternity possible for you and me. And it's very interesting to see this scientific symbol in this way. The number eight as new beginning can also be seen in the eight Beatitudes of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, or in the male child who was circumcised according to the law on the eighth day. And also the firstborn was given to Yahweh in Exodus 22 on the eighth day. The number 888 is the numeric value of Jesus in Greek. You have to know that in Greek or Hebrew or Latin, the letters are also used as numbers. The New Testament, for example, was originally written in Greek. And now you can look at every letter as a number with its own value. And for example, the name Jesus, Jesus, in Greek has 8 letters, which are also the number 10 plus 8 plus 200 plus 70 plus 400 plus 200, which is 888 in numeric value. Such a mystery with numbers that are added or calculated, which we should think about, is given in Revelation, of course, with the number 666, the number of the beast. And most of the Bible commentators, first of all, see in the beast 666 Nero Caesar, who was persecuting the Christians after the great fire in Rome, 64 after death. He was killing Peter and also 2 years later Paul. And this name, Nero Caesar, can be translated from Greek into Hebrew and then added with the Hebrew numerical values. You have 50 plus 200 plus 6 plus 50 plus 100 plus 60 plus 200, which is 666. In another way, Nero Caesar is translated from Latin first to Hebrew. And when then the numbers are added, we have 616, as in papyrus 115, which looks like there Revelation 13 verse 18 was written wrong, but this is another explanation why this papyrus found in the year 300 is correct. The number 6 and 6 and 6 can be found in the Old Testament in two scriptures. As I recommended, if you find something in the Old Testament first, it has a special meaning, like the description of the creation and the first verse of the Bible. And here we see something very special in 1 Kings 10 verse 14. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold. It's also repeated in 2 Chronicles 9:13. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold. 1 Kings 10 verse 19 mentions, the throne had 6 steps, and the top of the throne was round behind, and there were stays on either side on the place of the seat, and 2 lions stood beside the stays. The bad thing with Solomon is that he had so many wives, and that they took his heart, and that he served other gods, and maybe he was even involved in witchcraft, and did very bad things. He took too high taxes, and his son even more, so there came a separation from Judah and Israel and war, and this was not good. Also, he was so clever. Even today, secret societies use the Temple of Solomon in the ways they gather and so on, which is another theme. The number 6 also represents the day when God created man. In Genesis 1, verse 27 and 31, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Exodus 20, verses 9 and 11. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. I don't like the number of labor 6 so much, because labor is hard. Exodus 16, verse 26. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath in it, there shall be none. Exodus 21, verse 2. If thou buy an Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. The number 6 is found in Daniel 3, verse 1 and 5. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. It's not by chance that here are also mentioned 6 different musical instruments. As I said, I don't like the number 6 so much, and it's also mentioned with giants who are not so sympathetic. Like in 1 Samuel 17, verse 4. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. 1 Samuel 17, verse 7. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. 2 Samuel 21, verse 20. And there was yet a battle in Gath, where was a man of great stature, that had on every hand 6 fingers, and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number, and he also was born to the giant. In the New Testament, the number 6 is found in the Gospel of John, for example, John 2, verse 6. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. In some sermons I heard that 6 here as number of men can be interpreted that Jesus is filling us up with his Holy Spirit symbolized in the water in those jars, which is a beautiful picture, I think. The number 6 in Luke 23, verses 44 to 45, and it was about the 6th hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the 9th hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. The number 5 can also be seen in man, if you look at your 5 fingers, 5 toes, or 5 senses. The number 5 in scripture is much more beautiful in my sight. You can say 5 is also the number of grace. And first you find 5 in the 5 books of law, from Genesis to Deuteronomy. You see the word Pentateuch comes from 2 Greek words that mean 5 books or 5 scrolls. And also the book of Psalms is divided in 5 books, which adds 70 books altogether in the Bible instead of 66 as a more beautiful number. Jesus gives 5 major speeches in the Gospel of Matthew. You see longer speeches, and at the end when he finished his words. The Gospel of Matthew was written especially to Jews. You see the story with the bad, very bad King Herod who killed the infants, and the Jewish customs are not explained as in other Gospels. Jesus is the king. The king of the Jews, represented as lion, and this is something else to preach about. In the Levitical law, we see 5 kinds of animals sacrificed: goats, sheep, cattle, pigeons and doves. The number 5 is also very significant in the tabernacle. In Exodus, God gave a detailed description of the tabernacle with 5 curtains, 5 bars, 5 pillars and 5 sockets. The altar made of wood was 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. The height of the court with the tabernacle was 5 cubits. The holy anointing oil was made of 5 parts. The proportion of spices used in making the oil were a multiple of 5. 500 shekels pure myrrh and 250 shekels sweet cinnamon, 250 shekels sweet calamus, and 500 shekels cassia. The number 5 in scripture can be also found in the New Testament with the 5 loaves of bread, or the 5 brothers who would not believe Moses and the prophets, or the 5 husbands who could not satisfy the woman at the well. Do you not understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets you took up? For I have 5 brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. The fact is, you have had 5 husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. Matthew 25 mentions in verse 2 the wise virgins and the foolish ones, and 5 of them were wise and 5 were and 5 were foolish. Matthew 25:16, then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. John 5 verse 2, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. As I said, 5 is the number of grace. In 1 Samuel 17 verse 40, and he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. David took 5 stones to kill Goliath, and I think he needed 4 other stones because Goliath had 4 other giants as relatives. Jesus defeated Satan on the cross of Calvary, and it's something very special in what manner he did it. He shed his precious blood for us to save us. Some say he had 5 different wounds on his body and symbolize it with crosses, which can be true. The way he defeated Satan looked so weak. It was humbleness and meekness, how he achieved our salvation. And what grace is this? Amazing grace that he saved a wretch like us, as me. Thank you, Jesus. Now I speak to people who are more in science and not so in the Bible, with the number 4, which can be seen in many ways scientifically. 4 corners of the earth are mentioned in Revelation 7 verse 1. As we know, there are 4 cardinal directions: north, south, east and west. We also know, not only from Vivaldi with a masterpiece of music, the 4 seasons: summer, autumn, winter and spring. And also in the world can be seen 4 elements like earth, fire, water and air. The day can be divided in 4 divisions: in morning, noon, evening and midnight. And there are 4 phases of the moon. And the Bible also mentions 4 winds in Matthew 24:31, or in Genesis, 4 rivers of paradise and 4 horns at the altar. The gospel is preached on all the earth, and we have 4 gospels who describe the ministry of Jesus. which is not by chance and so beautiful and precious. Acts 1 verse 8 states, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." So we see four different regions where the gospel of the four evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is preached. And where is it preached, or to whom is it preached? There are four types of hearts when people listen to the gospel, as we know from Matthew 13 in the parable of the farmer sowing seed on four types of ground. Some fell on the path, unto rocky places, among thorns, and on good soil. The number four is mentioned in Mark 8, verses 18 to 21. "Having eyes, see you not, and having ears, hear you not, and do you not remember, when I break the five loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up?" They say unto him, 12. "And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took you up?" And they said, 7. And he said unto them, "How is it that ye do not understand?" The number 4 is also seen in the 4 generals that took over Alexander's kingdom, in the 4 horns, which are Gentile powers in the book of Zechariah, in the 4 guardians of the throne of God, in the 4 horsemen which bring calamity on the earth in Revelation 6, in the 4 acts of judgment, sword, famine, evil beasts, and pestilence in Ezekiel 14, Revelation 20 verse 8, "And shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the 4 quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea." The number 7 is a very special number, and I started therefore with 7. Also the number 3 is also a very godly number. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are revealed 3 in 1 in Scripture. I start with Matthew 3, verse 16 to 17. "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are also revealed symbolically in the Ark of the Covenant. You can find inside 10 commandments, the rod that budded, and the golden pot of manna. And on the Ark, over the mercy seat, you see the 2 cherubims, the mercy seat itself, and the gold-covered wooden chest. The number 3 is also seen in the division of tabernacle and temple, in the outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place. I'm a lover of the tabernacle and the temple, and the spiritual meaning hidden in it. You can find more about it in my blog. I think it's very important for every believer to study those subjects. The number 3 is also seen in Noah's Ark with 3 stories and 300 cubits long in size, which is not by chance. The threefold division of man is mentioned in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 23. "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." We find the number 3 also in the office of Christ as prophet, priest, and king. 3 days are predicted from Jesus several times in Matthew 12, verse 40. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Matthew 27:63, saying, Sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, After 3 days I will rise again. Mark 8:31. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and of the chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. We find also the number three in time, in present, in past, and in future. For this I also write a comment on Revelation. It says, for example, in Revelation 1 verse 4, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his. Revelation 1 verse 8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Revelation 4 verse 8, And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Past, present, and future can also be seen in the Shepherd Psalm trilogy, which is found in Psalm 22 with his death, Psalm 23 his presence, and Psalm 24 his future glory. You can study this yourself, reading those three beautiful Psalms, 22, 23, 24. Hebrews 13, verse 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. John 10, 14. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. 1 Peter 5, verse 4, And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. The number 3 in measurement is described in length, width, and height. 76 times length is found in Ezekiel and 21 times in Exodus. Ephesians 3 verses 17 to 19, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. I also pray that the eyes of your hearts are enlightened listening to these words about the simple numbers 1 to 10, that you may come to know God and Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit more and more. Amen. In our daily walk, it's important that we learn how the devil wants to tempt us and how to resist. So there are three temptations of Eve. The tree was good for food, pleasant to the eyes, and to desire to make one wise. And we find also three temptations in the words of Satan when he tempted Jesus with, If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. If you are the Son of God, Throw yourself down, for it is written, He shall give His angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. All these things I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me. History shows over and over again how easy man is tempted by the devil. There are three temptations of man in the Bible, which are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Now I come to the number two. Two is a symbol of witness, testimony, decision, or division. In John 8, verse 17, it is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. Deuteronomy 17, verse 6, at the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death, but at the mouth of one witness he shall not be put to death. Revelation 11, verses 2 to 4, but the court which is without the temple leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall die treat under foot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. There are two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. Exodus 8, verse 23, and I will put a division between my people and thy people, tomorrow shall this sign be. Exodus 31, verse 18, and he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone written with the finger of God. Deuteronomy 4, verse 13, and he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon two tables of stone. We have two hands with 10 fingers. Luke 16, verse 13, no servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. We have to make decisions in our life. It's like going on a road which separates, and we have to decide to go the right way. And we know which is the right way, but often it's more tempting to go the other direction. It's not by chance that we have those two hands with 10 fingers, like you can see the two tables of the law with the 10 commandments. A wonderful picture of two is also seen in the cherubim and the two angels. The description of the cherubim at the Ark of the Covenant in Exodus 25:18, and thou shalt make two cherubims of gold of beaten work, shalt thou make them in the two ends of the mercy seat. In John 20, verse 12, we read about two angels at the garden grave, and seest two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. This is also a wonderful picture of the cherubims of gold in the tabernacle. I was very blessed when I studied or read the word and when the Holy Spirit revealed that to me. The Gospel of John is written in the manner of the tabernacle, which is a wonderful thing to study. I recommend to read about it in the education section of matthiasruf.blog. Zechariah 4, verse 11 to 14 shows two olive trees as anointed ones. Then answered I and said unto him, what are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again and said unto him, what be these two olive branches which through the golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then said he, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. The number one, God is the source of all. 1 Corinthians 8 verse 6. But to us there is but one God, the Father of whom all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Deuteronomy 6 verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Genesis 1 verse 9. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. Genesis 2:24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Ephesians 4 verse 4-6. There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. 1 Timothy 2 verse 5, For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Galatians 3 verse 20, Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Hebrews 10 verses 12-14. But this man, after he had suffered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Matthew 23 verses 8-11. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your Master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your Father upon the earth, for one is your Father, which is in heaven. Neither be ye called Masters, for one is your Master, even Christ. But he that is the greatest among you shall be your servant. Reading those scriptures, I am thinking of the Catholic Church where I was raised up and where I also learned many good things, and my beloved relatives, most of them are still Catholics, and from time to time I go to the service like in funerals. But if you read the scripture, you will see clearly that in this denomination something is wrong, like the Pope is called Holy Father. Or also, as Keith Green wrote, they teach about transubstantiation. In the Holy Mass, they sacrifice Jesus again and again, and not as it is written in Hebrews, that he died once for all. That saddens me, but I also have to say that in Pentecostal or charismatic churches, people are worshipped as a great prophet or a great master teacher, that we have this idol worship in the church or with Christian musicians, and this is not what the Bible teaches how we should act and be. The number one in John 10, verse 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. John 10, verse 30. I and my Father are one. When I think of Jesus and the Father being one, I think of his prayer in Gethsemane, where his disciples could not be awake 1 hour to pray with him, and where Jesus first shed his blood when drops were falling from his head to the ground, and afterwards angels served him. And this prayer is so special, it's like going into the most holy place, offering your prayer, your worship, in the very presence of God, being one with the Father. Jesus prayed that we are also one. I read some verses from John 17. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved me as thou hast loved me. The Holy One in Psalms, like Psalm 16 verse 10, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Psalm 71 verse 22, I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. Psalm 78 verse 41, yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Psalm 89 verse 18, for the Lord is our defense and the Holy One of Israel our King. From 1 we go to 9. The number 9 is a symbol of fruitfulness. A 9 months period a baby stays in the mother's womb till the fruit is visible for all. Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23 mentions 9 different fruits of the Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. In 1 Corinthians 12 verses 8 to 10 we read, for to one is given by the Spirit a word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. 9 times Jesus says blessed in Matthew 5 verses 3 to 11. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. 9 can also be seen as a symbol of judgment. 2 Kings 17 verse 6 says, in the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria and placed them in Halah, and in Harbor by the river of Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes. The judgment is also coming over Jerusalem in 2 Kings 25 verse 1, and it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, in the 10th day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came he and all his host against Jerusalem, and pitched against it, and they built forts against it round about. 9 was also the hour when Jesus died on the cross, as we read in Matthew 27 verse 46. And about the 9th hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? 9 is also the hour of prayer and the Greek Amen. Acts 3 verse 1 says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the 9th hour.
Acts 10, verse 3 and 30, he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. There are 99 amens in the Gospels. In gematria, the numerical value of amen in Greek, as I told, every letter is also a number, which makes 1 plus 40 plus 8 plus 50 to 99 for amen. A very important number to study is the number 10. In calculations, you start using the number 10. In the kindergarten, you look to your 10 fingers, and it's very basic. In scripture, 10 is used as a symbol of law, order, testing, and trial. Exodus 34, and the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was there, the Lord, 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. Daniel 1. Prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter, and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. The spiritual meaning of 10 can clearly be seen in keeping a special law. In Daniel again and again, we see 10 symbolically for law, order, testing, and trial. As in Daniel 7, verse 24, and the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. Revelation 17, verse 12, and the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Revelation 13, verse 1, and I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. Revelation 17, verse 7, and the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which has the 7 heads and the 10 horns. Comparing Daniel and Revelation, for me is clear that if you want to have power in politics, in government, as a king, in former times or now, you must make laws, and the people have to keep the laws. In Daniel, his friends didn't bow down before the image, and Daniel himself prayed to his God, not listening to the command of the king. It's much more important to obey God's commandments than the commandments of man. The first Christians, they died only because they said Jesus is Lord and did not confess that Caesar is Lord. In politics today, I don't know a politician who says in the media, Jesus is Lord. Unfortunately, especially in the USA, I know a lot of people in the media who tell to give money, and then this money is misused, for they think that they themselves deserve to live here on earth like kings and to have private jets and big houses and a big salary and so on. Compare this with the Bible they preach, and you may come to your own conclusion. The number 10 is used enticing in Genesis 14 verse 20. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thy hand, and he gave him tithes of all. Hebrews 7 verses 2 to 4. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. The special number 10 is also found in the tabernacle of Moses and the temple of Solomon. Exodus 26 verse 1. Moreover, thou shalt make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twined linen, and blue and purple and scarlet, with cherubims of cunning work shalt thou make them. 2 Chronicles 4 verses 6 to 8. He made also 10 lavers, and put 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left to wash in them. Such things as they offered for burnt offering they washed in them, but the sea was for the priest to wash in. Also he made 10 candlesticks of gold according to their form, and set them in the temple, 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left. He made also 10 tables and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left, and he made 100 basins of gold. In the Gospels we find 10 virgins in Matthew 25 verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. In Luke 17 verse 17, and Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Luke 19 verses 16 to 17. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound has gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. The number 10 is mentioned in Psalms, Psalm 23 verse 2. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Psalm 92 verse 3. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. Psalm 144 verse 9. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God, upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. The most important command is to love God with all your strength and heart and mind, with every being and your neighbor like yourself. And there is another big command to worship him forever and ever and ever. As I said in music with the 7 notes and then the new beginning, in eternity you will praise and worship the Lord forever and ever and ever. It's a wonderful thing, and we should start right now, as the last verse in Psalm states, Psalm 150 verse 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. I hope you have a joyful heart so that you can praise the Lord every day in songs and in prayers. My prayer at the end is that the Lord may enlighten the eyes of your heart, that you can see all the wonders that are written in his law.